Snap. I'm back. Brandon again. What's up, yo? Sorry it took so long for me to come out with the new one. I've been kind of busy with Valentine's Day and taking pictures and all that stuff, and fixing my blog. I put out a vlog. All the links to that will be in the description. Check them out. You know what I'm saying? If y'all had a good Valentine's Day, I hope y'all did. You know, today's gonna be a totally opposite of Valentine's Day, because it's gonna be about mental illness and depression. But hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why I'm so happy about that. But like I say, modern philosophy. So hope y'all enjoy. You know what I'm saying? So just to hop in here, of course it's about mental illnesses and stuff, but also it's mainly on depression, because I feel like depression is the one that you can't really prove or not prove, and it's the one that's coming to fruition the fastest and like the most prominent out of the rest of the mental illnesses. Just recently, like I want to say in the last 3 years, it's been really about depression. And I just have, mainly it's about me having a couple questions about depression. Maybe y'all can answer, because it's not only about what I think, obviously. It's about what y'all think too. So here's some questions that I have. First, the first question is, how do you separate depression that's like actually you're diagnosed with depression with you just feeling empty inside? Because like a lot of, especially for teens, a lot of depression, a lot of teens say that they have depression when like they're going through something, or like they just wake up and do the same thing over and over and over and over, or if they're really, really bored every single day, they'll say they're depressed. But just people who actually are mentally like diagnosed with depression that like actually need the pills. So I don't know if one is more important than the other, or one is more stronger than the other, but I think it's valid to say, because on social media people are just saying like, oh, I'm so depressed and all this, but it might not be depression. And when people automatically assume that they have depression and they put it out there and it's not really that depression, people don't take it as seriously, which means that the people with actual depression just get kind of scrutinized, because everyone else is kind of making like light work of depression, which is not to say like it's not serious, but still it has its like what's real and what's not real. But I don't think I've ever went through depression, but I've helped people who have went through depression, and which one of the depression they went through, it's not really important to me. It's only important that they went through it. And it's come to like, just for me seeing it, that depression happens a lot from, at least the ones that people talk about on social media and all that, come from just a lack of control, really. When people lack control of like their life, they get depressed. And it's not even like, how can I say it? Like, they don't have control. Just when things are too overwhelming, they get depressed. For example, hold on. So basically, let's say like someone was in school, right? Their parents are, when they come home from school, their parents are arguing. They failed a test, a couple tests, in college. Let's say they're in college. They failed a couple tests in college. When they come home, their parents are always arguing, and they feel like they have nowhere to go, so they're depressed. Other than, like, I guess the more mental, like, there's actually something, a chemical or illness in your brain that's actually making you depressed. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's really important that it's kind of separated, because not that, like I said, not like one of them is important or not, but like one of them is kind of curable and the other one isn't. You know what I'm saying? And recently I've been really talking to a lot of people that are in a depressed state, or like they say they're depressed, and like I want to do something that like could help them. So not only do I talk to them and try to like help them through their ways, but I also like, I know it sounds like I'm just trying to get exposure, but I started making something for depressed people, which were like these hoodies that they were called Believe hoodies. They haven't really came out yet because I wanted to be perfect, but like, I don't know, I feel like having depression for like the way that teens like have it today is a lack of belief in like themselves, or belief in something that would keep them above the water. So let's say like that kid, we go back to that person who's in college, who failed a couple tests, their parents are at home arguing, and the kid has nowhere to go. It's a lack of belief that, or a lack of hope that things will get better. And so they just fall into like this depressive state, other than like trying to do something because they believe that they can achieve whatever they need to achieve without kind of like the help. Like, those things will come throughout time, you know what I'm saying? And so I made these Believe hoodies for, it's supposed to be for depressed people, for like people going through it, not really only for mental illness people, but just people who need to like know that when the first step in progressing into anything is that you need to believe in something, whether it's God, whether it's your best friend, whatever, it's your someone that you know that relies on you, because if you're not there, then you affect a lot of people. So the depression, it gets bigger by the second, really. Every day you go on social media and every day you hear it. And it's good that we're talking about our mental health, but it's just crazy how big of a wave that happened with depression. It's really ridiculous, really. Well, not ridiculous, but it's really like, it's just mind-boggling. But yeah, I think the point that I'm trying to make is, it's not really on the mental illness part. It's more on the teens that are going through it right now, because there's so many teens going through anxiety and depression that it's astronomical, really. So my question is, how would you be able to help someone who's really going through that depression and anxiety that's not really mentally diagnosed by the doctor, because they'll get their medicine, but someone who is self-diagnosed and like just feels like the world around them is crumbling? And like I said, I have the Believe hoodies that I'm like trying to put out, and obviously anyone who goes through it, I try talking to, but you can never like have too much ammo for a situation that seems to be skyrocketing. The more we live, the more we'll get more people saying that they have anxiety and depression, and I just want to be helpful, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you want people to change or get better, then it's not really about what you say, but it's about what you do. It's about your actions. And so if I can just show them or do what I think is correct that would help them get to the place that they need to be, then maybe, just maybe, the whole world would be a nicer place. Just maybe. But that's just, you know, my 2 cents, my $2, you know what I'm saying? We don't make sense, we make dollars. But it's just my thoughts on it, because I've been hearing it a lot, and I really want to do something about it, really. But I hope y'all had a good Valentine's Day. Modern Day Philosophy, you know what I'm saying? It's episode 7. Soon we're going to be at 10. That's going to be crazy. Invest into a studio, so soon I'll be in a nice studio with my homie. Y'all be glad to be. We'll have people on here soon. But until then, This is Brandon signing off. Hope y'all had a good day. Y'all beautiful. Y'all important. Remember to believe.